Okay, yesterday we learned that there's a kinyan known as kinyan Arba Amis. We also learned that it's a kinyan Rabbanon. The Minatara, there would be no such kinyan. And I mentioned to you yesterday that Dalet Amis only works in a Simta and Sidei Rishasarabim. This is something that we've discussed numerous times. But you have to realize in the Mahalach HaGemara that this sugya actually has three opinions on the matter. This Amid, Yoram and Aleph, holds Dalet Amis is kind of b'chol makim. That Dalet Amis is kind of even in the Rishasarabim and even in the field of somebody else's field, the Baal HaSadeh who separated Teya. So this sugya actually holds that Dalet Amis is kind of everywhere. Rav Papa, on the top of the Amid Beis, argues with the sugya on the Amid Aleph, and he holds that Dalet Amis is not kaina in someone else's field. That Dalet Amis is kaina b'shesarabim, it is kaina b'simta, but not in a third person's field. And Rav Sheshes, a little further down on the Amid Beis, holds that Dalet Amis is only in a simta. And we paskin, Dalet Amis is only in a simta. But it's going to be very important for the discussion we're going to get into later with Rabbi Kiveger to just know the sugya, that this amid is shalai kahalacha legabe kinyan arba amis. This amid is saying that arba amis is kind of b'chamaka. And the amid beis, we're going to reject it, either because of Rav Papa or because of Rav Sheshes. But Lamaisa, everything that's going on here is going with the idea that Dalet Amis is kind of b'chol makim. You just have to know that pshat wise. Soon when we get to, we don't learn the Amid yet, but when we learn it, you have to realize that chilek. Now there are two dinim of Kinyan Dalet Amis that I want to discuss before we go further into the Gemara. One, I mentioned yesterday, I think at the end of Shir, that in the Ayelas HaShachar of Steinman writes that a Kinyan Dalet Amis requires Das. That the Kinyan Dalet Amis requires the Das of the person who's being kind in the Dalet Amis, and if not, you're not kind of. If you look in your notes yesterday, I may have said the two sheet is backwards, I'm not sure. But the way, the correct way, is that Rav Steinman writes that it's that Dalet Amis needs das. Kinyan Dalet Amis needs das. If you're standing in a bus stop, and there's $20 by your feet, and your friend comes by and he picks it up, so it's his, not yours, because you did not have in mind to be kind of that money. That's what Rav Steinman writes. And as I said yesterday, it bothered me because I know that there's a Taz here in the beginning of Reish Samaches, which is this sugya, who says the opposite, who says that Dalet Amis is kind of belidas, that you're always kind of in Dalet Amis. And it would seem very strange to take a Taz that's on the page in the Shulchan Aruch and for Steinman just to say the opposite, just like this, it's a very strange thing. So I'd like to discuss it today and to show that Rav Steinman's, what he's writing is not a das yachid, it's probably the ikur lahalacha. First, let's learn the Taz, his rayas. Again, what's the issue? The issue is, you're standing at a bus stop, let's say, and there's $20 by your feet. Someone comes by later than you, and he picks it up. The question is it yours or is it his? Who gets this money? You were already in the Dalet Amis first, but you didn't realize it was there. So who gets it? So the Taz holds that your Dalet Amis is kind of shaloi midaita, and listen to his raya. He says, Dal Amis is Kaya Shalai Midaita, Varaya, Midikasev Hanamuki Yosef, Parakamid above a Mitzia, now a Sugya. The Layomrub Dal Amis, Ella Kisha Ahmad, Vinosnulai, Besaych Dal Amis. Hakad Mulai Habailim, Vulai Zahulai. But let's say the person who wants to sell you something is in the Dalai Amis first, and you come second. Now he wants to be makna to you. Lai zachulai. Shemakam oisei dava kani labailov. You understand what's happening, what the Nuki Yosef is saying? Well, he's saying, I want to sell you something. And we're standing on the sidewalk, on the side of the street, and I have some heavy package. And I tell you, I came there first, you came there second. I tell you, look, I want to sell you this package. I'm makna to you with Dalet Amis. You're standing here. I'm makna with Dalet Amis. Does that work? Does that work? Does it work? I don't know. The Muki Yosef says, if the Meicher was standing there first, it's his Dalet Amis. So he can't sell to the other person with those Dalet Amis.
Can't be Meicher with Dalet Amis.
Because he can't be Michael his Dalet Amis. He has to walk out of them. But as long as he's there, it's his Dalet Amis. It can't be Michael. It's more than that. Not only does he want it to have no shachas to him, he never wanted it to have a shachas to him. He never had das to be kind of the Dalet Amis. He came in carrying his package. He put it down. And he's waiting for someone. The other person comes. Muki Yosef says that the first person gets the Dalet Amis and he can't give it to anybody, and he can't be makna anything to anybody else. We see that you get the Dalet Amis without Das. It's nothing to do with Das. If you're standing there, you get the Dalet Amis. Finished. When you're standing in any spot, you get the Dalet Amis, even though you have no Das for it. You go to a bus stop and you're standing there, you get it without any Das to be kind of the Dalet Amis. Dalet Amis are yours automatically. And why? He says, because the whole takana was people shouldn't get into fights. Right? People shouldn't get into fights. Who was kind of the Hefka first? Whoever's there first gets it. So he says, from here to Raya, that Dalet Amis works, Shalai Midas. Because we see that the first person that got there gets the Dalet Amis, even though he's not thinking of anything. He's just standing there. He still gets it. So we see that you get Dalet Amis, Shalai Midas. That's the Tarzis Raya. It's good Raya? Why not?
How does it prove that a person gets the object of the Dalet Amis or Dalet Amis?
You hear the Tarzis Raya? You have to hear what he's saying. The Taz is saying that you get your Dalet Amis even without Das. And even explains, because the whole Gzeir is people shouldn't get into fights. So whoever's there first, he gets a Dalet Amis.
No fights, but he's
got to
give it to him.
And right, and still, it doesn't work. It still doesn't work. So we see without Das, you get your Dalet Amis finished. That's what the Taz is saying. So I found this kasha in the Stipler in Bava Basra. The Stipler in Bava Basra, Simon Chaf Hei, has a piece on Das Kinyan. And someone showed me that the Arsameach is the same kasha on this Taz. That what's the Raya? The Taz only proves that you get the Dalet Amis without Das. That when you're standing somewhere, you get it even if you're not thinking. That's true. That's the kind of Dalet Amis. You get Dalet Amis whenever you're you're standing outside on the sidewalk, you park your car, whatever it is, it's your Dalet Amis. You get the Dalet Amis without Das. Are you kind of the object without Das? We could still clear. We could still clear such a clear. Maybe yeah, maybe not. It doesn't prove that you could be kind of a chayfitz without Das. Just because Chazal gave you Dalet Amis. It's true, Chazal gave each person Dalet Amis when you're standing there. Does that prove that the object that falls in is going to be yours? Doesn't prove it.
All you need.
Why?
The Ran says it works in Shum Chatzur. Once you have the Dalet Amis, it's your Chatzur. Every Chatzur is kind of Midas.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, one second. Anyway, this is the kasha that they both ask on this Taz. That's not a raya. It's not a proof.
The Dalai Lama is not kind of that status as here. Then the guy probably would have no problem taking it.
But the other person doesn't get the Dalai Lama's.
Well, when the other person gets there, his Dalai Lama's, the second person's Dalai Lama's should be kind of the thing, unless the first person's Dalai Lama's was also kind of the thing.
Okay, the answer to what you're saying, what Yankee is saying, is the same, that it seems that Taz learns, like the Beis Shmuel from yesterday, that the way Dalai Lama's works is it becomes your chatzar. When you're standing there, you're kind of Dalai Lama's. Now it becomes your chatzar. So once it becomes your chatzar, so now it goes with Kinyan chatzar. Chatzar is Shaladim is kind of like Shalami Daitai. He holds that it works b'taris chatzar. It becomes my chatzar. So now it's my chatzar. I can't be makna things to other people. It's my chatzar. It seems that that's the way, the only way to make sense of these words of the Taz, because the Taz being a raya from apples to oranges, being a raya from being kind of the Dalai Lama's, that's a raya to being kind of chayfetz. It seems that the Taz meant that he understood, like the Beis Shmuel, that you're kind of mamish the Dalai Lama's. So then, once you're kind of Dalai Lama's, shlemi daitai, so now it's your chatzar. A chatzar, even ain't a mishtameris. If you're standing there, you're kind of. So merely you're kind of. You're kind of.
He seems to be understood.
Okay, I have to explain. I understand. Let's push it off because I want to finish this topic. But you're right. I have to explain the Kivega too. But a step at a time. Now, if you learn like Rabbi Kivega, that you're not mamish kaina the Dalai Lama's, that it becomes your chatzar, then the Taz's raya is no raya. Steinman brings an interesting raya. Steinman says that if you hold like the Taz, he doesn't quote the Taz, but he says if you hold that Dalai Lama's is kaina shalai mi daitai, he says, think about it. Anytime you go in the street and you find a dollar by the Tzidei Rishu Sarabim and you pick it up, what right do you have to pick it up? Some yid walked by within Dalai Lama's. The Hamas is big. It's 6-7 feet by 6-7 feet. 49 square feet. Dalai. So some yid walked down the sidewalk and he was kind it with Dalai Lama's. Shalimi Daitai. How could you ever? Unless you're in Harlem where there's no yid walking by. Yeah, how could you? The Chayre, you found the Metzia. You don't know who the owner is. So you have to put it away at Shev Elio. What?
It's like an animal that runs through. Just because the animal runs through doesn't mean it's yours. Dollar also.
But let's say something that's sitting there. It hasn't happened that you found it. Find a quarter on the street. The wind's not going to blow it away. So, Frederick Steinman, if you're going to hold that Dalai Lama's is Kodesh Lemi Daitai, every time you find a quarter in the street, the one who lost it was Miyach. Asiyadon Lamashrish Rikisa B'chol Shah, we assume it was Miyach. But everybody else, the next person, the next yid that walked down the block, he was kind of with Dalai Lama's. You're like, every time you walk in the street, it's like you're a sweeper, like a sweeping machine, that anything within Dalai Lama's all around you becomes yours. So everything becomes yours. So how can anybody else take it?
If it's working every time chotzer, how could you not have das das there?
What do you mean? Chatzer shalom is kind of like shalom yidayta. But chatzer shem is the mercy of your aymet sham, pashut, does it work?
Only the
shmir. What shmir mean?
Something
protected. Someone will come and then now pick it up. I'll notice. If I'm sitting in my chatzer and I don't know something is there, but if someone will come and take it, I'd stop him. So that's good enough. So if someone comes and picks it up, I'll take it. But it's, if it's the most it could be is Yish Lemi Das, which is not a Yish. So he doesn't even know he owned it.
Unless it's a Yish, like more until later on. Some certain things, like Yish that everybody knows about, Yish Mei Kara. Everybody knows that when I walk in the street, if I pass by a quarter and I continue walking, then I'm the
Yayish. It's like the payah, like the payah in the second parak, that everybody from the other city knows.
There's no way they're going to get it. If I keep walking and I don't pick up a quarter, then I know I'm not going to get it.
And if you stand there, if you don't keep walking.
Well, then I'm constantly making the kinyan, the shas, and I'm making the Yayish. It doesn't.
So why, if someone else picks it up, why does he have to give it to you?
Because I'm still making the kinyan.
So the Yayish is
when
you walk. It would be a ksas. Help The Sma says that Kinyan Dalet Amos only works if you're standing, not if you're walking. The Sma here in Sifkat and Gimel says Kinyan Dalet Amos is only somebody who's oimid, avaloi b'mahalech. He quotes the Ravid. A Ravid kosav, shleitik l'dalet Amos ela b'oimid, avaloi b'mahalech. All right, so that would help a little for Steinman's Ha'ara, because if you find a quarter, who says someone stopped and stood there and make a tasty, so you can take it. It helps a little bit.
It's like when you found the money in the wall.
No, why? Right.
Same thing.
No, why? Right.
So it should be the
same. Same, good. Okay. Well, 1 second, a step at a time. So just to answer Steinman's Taina, that every quarter in the street, the Sma helps a little. The Sameach has another Taina on this Taz. The Taz holds that Shekhaina Dalet Amos Shlomi Daitai. So he has a Taina from the Sugi of Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, which I mentioned to you in the past, and we'll mention again yet when we talk about Kinyan Chatzar. The case with the person who finds money in the wall. The person breaks down the wall, his wall, and he finds hidden money in the wall. So the Mishnah says that he could keep it. So Taisus asks, how can he keep it? Gemara says he can keep it, it's very old. It's been there, you can tell on it, it's been there for a very long time. So the kasha is, the person who owned the house before him was kind of a king chatzar. So why, if you renovate your house and you find money, you could keep it, the person before you, he bought it from the person before him and he was kind of a king chatzar. So I mentioned to you that there were two terutzim. We discussed last time the Taisus Chitzainis. Taisus Chitzainis held the chatzar is only kind if it comes into your chatzar. If the owner chatzar, something comes into it. If you buy a house with things in it, then you can be kind of kinyan agav, but you can't be kind of kinyan chatzar. Kinyan chatzar doesn't work. Kinyan agav, you have to have das for. So therefore, the hidden treasure, you're not kind of. That was the Taisus Chitzainis. The Taisus that Anachi Tzainis, the Taisus on the page, on Chaf Av says the Teretz. Taisus said that you only kind of can you chatzer something that b'derech ha-teva you'll end up finding in the chatzer. You only kind of can you chatzer something which in the normal course of events you'll find it. If a person is a tzvi shavur, there's a deer in his chatzer, and normally, eventually, you walk into his chatzar, he'll see it there, so he's kind of shalai midaita. But something which even in the normal course of events, you won't discover, you won't find. So that, the chatzar is not kind of shalai midaita. That's what Taisa said there, it's a hidden treasure, which normally, who's going to find it? It's not, it's lav dafka, anybody's going to find it. There, a chatzar is not kind of shalai midaita. Zakti or Sameach, who hadin Dalet Amos. When you're standing at a bus stop and there's something on the floor within your Dalet Amos, you only kind of midas. Because shalai midas, it's not bederech that you're going to find it. People go in the street. People don't always discover things that are on the floor near them in the street. So it's laying there. Other people didn't discover it. It's not something which in the normal course of events is going to be discovered. Something which in the normal course of events, Lav Dafka is going to be discovered, that your kinyan, that you're not kind of shloimi das.
The floor is different than it's hidden in the wall.
And the floor in the street,
someone
who's
got
to. Someone will find it, okay. It's a tiny, but you won't find it. But you, for you to be kind of with your chatzar, it has to be something you're going to find. That's what it seems. That is kasha. What? I know that some people find, some people don't. But I know it's also normal to not find it, because we know coins lie on the floor in the street until someone finds it. It could be there for a while. So it's lav dafka that someone's necessarily going to find it. It's not something which b'derech hatevi you're necessarily going to find. So therefore, Dalet Amos is not kaina if you're not aware of it. If you are aware of it, of course you'll pick it up. Then you're kaina. But if you're unaware of it, so somebody is unaware of something on the sidewalk, your life goes on, you move on, you don't pick up things all the time. So that's his time. So we have that this Taz, I tell you, Steinman argues, and so the Stipley asks on it, Dar Sameach. All right, even the Dar Sameach is only 100 years ago. Right? Still, it's a Taz. It's part of that Taz.
The Taz says that Kini Dal Lam is playing without Das of Kini Dal Lamas or without Das of anything?
Without even being aware of it.
Without being aware at all.
Yeah.
Unless the Shaka is right, it's not really so good. Because it has to come into your...
By Dalet Amis, I don't know what the Tesitzenis will hold. But by Dalet Amis, it's not that way. Asugya, you walk into the Dalet Amis, the Metziah is there. But the Tesitzenis say, it certainly doesn't apply to Dalet Amis, because you see in Asugya, it doesn't. That's the Takana, the Leilai Silen Suya. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the tshuva which we're going to learn in Simen Lamed Zayin, also Klar does not hold like the Taz. Also Klar doesn't hold like the Taz. And but you're kind of shloimi daitai. And he doesn't say it as a chiddush. He just says that this person who fell on the metziah when he came within Dalet Amis, when he came within Dalet Amis, he was not kainu with Dalet Amis because he didn't have das to be kainu with Dalet Amis. That's what the Gemara says. Goli daite b'nefilu nichalei delikni ba'armas lo nichalei delikni. So the Gemara is saying that ba'arba amis lo nichalei delikni. So you're not kind of Dalet Amis if you don't want to be kind of with Dalet Amis. Now he doesn't dafka say, I dafka don't want the Dalet Amis. He just didn't have das for Dalet Amis. It doesn't make sense that you have a human being who says, I dafka don't want to be shita, I don't want to be kind of Dalet Amis. It means he showed his das that he plans not to be kind of with Dalet Amis. And the Gemara says that he's not kind of. So it seems from the Gemara that Dalet Amis needs das. So I don't know, Lachlam Aisa, it's very hard to say. It's Farta Taz. But on the other hand, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bar Sameach, and then the Stipler and Steinman, all them on the other way. So Takasim, oh, in addition, the Arishainim in the Shita Mukubetzes, who say Beferish. There's even a Shita in the Shita Mukubetzes that Dalet Amis needs Amira. But Vaistais Das, you certainly need. So they're Rishonim that way also. So Al Kaponim, it seems that the Iker is not like the Taz. And that Dalet Amis is kind of Dafka Midas. And, okay. That's why we're going to have to see him Kiva again. It sounds the opposite, but you'll see why. He says it. I'll explain. Okay, so this is the first inyan of Dalet Amis. Again, actually we spoke it yesterday, the chikira of how Dalet Amis Shalom works. But the halacha inyan is this halacha whether it's kind of midas or shalom midas. There's a second halacha inyan I want to tell you, b'derech hakdama. And that is in the Rishayim in our sugya, the Rajba, the Ran, that say, and I don't think it's a machlaikis, that not only if you're standing in Dalet Amis, are you kind of, do you get the Dalet Amis around you? But even if you're not there personally, your object is there. You park your car at a parking place, and you go away. The object, your object in that place, maintains the Kinyan Dalet Amis on the place. If a person has an object in a place, the chayfitz is also kind of Dalet Amis, assuming you have a right to put it there. But in Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, in a simta, if you put your kalim are also kind of. And is that called Mishtameres? Um, I'm not sure. The Rashba's case is where the person's nearby, but not in the Dalai Lama's. Does he hold that way in all cases? I'm not sure. According to this, if you see money next to a car, you could only be kainit because of the shittas we just spoke out, that Dalai Lama's need das. According to the Taz, the Dalai Lama's doesn't need das, so you can't pick it up. But according to what we just spoke out, Rabbi Kiva or Shneimer, with this whole business, you need das, that's why you could pick it up, otherwise you couldn't pick it up.
Dalai Lama's remember my
I think the Dalai Lama's includes the Makam B'chafetz. When you park a car, you're not going to the parking place behind you. You're going to that parking place. Yeah. Now, the Rashba and Ran are saying this for the following case. Let's say I'm meeting you in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and I have my behema with me, or I have my car, and I want to be machnit to you. So there's a kinyan of Mashiach. Chazal and Misakin, there's a kinyan of Mashiach. That not only if you do Mashiach into your house, you're kaina, but if you do Mashiach into your tzidei Rishus HaRabim, you're also kaina. The Rashba says, why did Chazal have to make a takana that b'tzidei Rishus HaRabim, you could do Mashiach to be kaina something? That means if I want to sell you an animal, I give it to you in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and you pull it, Dalai Lama's Yekaina. Why do we need that for? Yekaina with Kinyan Dalai Lama's anyway. Forget about the concept of Mashiach, of pulling an animal. Yekaina it be'etzem with Kinyan Dalai Lama's. Every Mashiach, the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, is a Kinyan Dalai Lama's also. You're there. So if you're going to pull a Dalai Lama's, so you're pulling it into your Dalai Lama's, so Yekaina. Zakt the Rashba and the Ran, no, it doesn't work. Because the Chafetz itself has its own Dalai Lama's. So that if I came to a spot first and then the animal came, I could be kind of a Dalai Lama's. But if the animal is there first and then I come and I pull it, since a person's Chafetzim are kind of Dalai Lama's for him, so this animal is kind of its Dalai Lama's also for him. So wherever I pull it, it has the same Dalai Lama's as me. And I wouldn't be kinder with Kinyan Dalai Lama's. Chazal to make a takana of Kinyan Mashiach. Because if there were no takana of Mashiach, Dalai Lama's could only work if I'm there first, and then the seller brings the chayfetz. But any time the seller is there first, then I come, I can't be kinder with Dalai Lama's, where the animal has its own Dalai Lama's, or whatever I'm buying has its own Dalai Lama's. As I pull it with me, wherever I go, the animal is going. It's Reuven's animal, and I'm pulling it. The animal has Dalai Lama's, just like I have Dalai Lama's. So, Asa Chazawa Misakin, that Afal Pikein, that Mashiach works. That's good for the Kinyan of Mashiach. Mashiach works in a symptom. That's the Takana of Mashiach. We're talking to Rabbanan, so there's no problem with it working. That Mashiach of a Simta could work. That's the Takana of Mashiach. That's called the pulling it into my Rishos. I'm going to pull it away from him. If it's a Das to be kind. This is like everybody. You mean the animal doesn't have... No, because everyone's Maida. To get the Dalai Lama's, you don't need Das. To get the Chafetz, you need Das. To get Dalai Lama's. The Shach in Simon Reish of Kut and Dalid quotes the Rashba and the Ran. And he says the Rashba and Ran are talking by Mekach u'Memkar or Matana. But if it would be something that was Hefker, so I don't need Mashiach. If it's something Hefker, I don't need Mashiach. I could just be kind of with my Dalai Lama's. Zok the Shach k'demuchach from above Metziyah Dav Yud, from our sugya, our Gemara is talking about being kind of Metziyah or Hefker with Dalai Lama's. It says if you have Das, it works. So he says if it's Hefker, then you don't need Mashiach. If it's Hefker, you don't need a Takana Mashiach. If it's Hefker, you can be kind of with your Dalai Lama's. As I state in Shach, is the Shach a Chiddush? Huh? Is the Shach a Chiddush? Is there any chiddush in that? Is there any chiddush in it? This is what it says in Shach. Comes the Beis Halevi, and again in the same Simen Mem Hei, this is Ois Gimel. He says, you all should be screaming at this, what the Shach says. The Shach says, if it's Hefker, you don't need, then the Rashba doesn't apply. Of course, if it's Hefker, the Rashba doesn't apply. Who owns the Dalet Amis? There's no owner. If someone owns an animal or owns an object, the object can be cut a Dalet Amis for him. But if it's Hefker, so who's cutting it? Obviously, if you have a Chefetz Shel Hefker, obviously the Dalet Amis is a Hefker. The Chefetz can't own its Dalet Amis, it's not a person. If a Chefetz has an owner, the owner could own the Dalet Amis. But if it's something that's Hefker, so something that's Hefker is the Pshita that no one owns the Dalet Amis.
Someone else picks it up, and then it becomes his. But if it's not, it's still the Baal Bayis.
Who was saying that yesterday? Just lady. Okay, one second. Zokta Beis Halevi, you know what the Shach means? Shach doesn't mean Hefker. Hefker, of course. If you have something of Hefker, if you have apples that grow in a Hefker tree, of course, the apple falls off. It's not going to Dalet Amis. There's no owner. The Shach means, even by a Metziah, something that someone lost, an Aveda that someone lost in his Miyayish. Where we learned yesterday that when you have an Aveda, the Aveda still belongs to the original owner until someone finds it. So there you might think, oh, it's an Aveda lost in the street. The Aveda has its own Dalet Amis for its Bailim. By an Aveda, since we learned yesterday that the Aveda still belongs to the owner until someone else picks it up. So there you might logically say that Kozman, the Aveda is in the street. It's kind of Dalet Amis for its owner. You might think such a thing. Zokta Beis Halevi, that's what the Shach means to say. The Shach means to say that even an Aveda, something which was lost in the street, which has owners, it technically has owners. And Afal Pi Kein, since the owner's lost it, then the owner doesn't get the Dalet Amis of the Chefetz. The Dalet Amis of the Chefetz is only where the owner knows where it is. The owner has a Shaychus to it still. But if it's lost from the owner, then it's not kind of Dalet Amis for him. Then there's no Din Dalet Amis. That's what the Shach meant. And the Rai is from our Gemara, because our Mishnah is talking by Naveda, as we said yesterday, not by a Dovah Shel Hefka, Rasa Metzia, which has owners. So the Raya is that even in such a case, where normally we say a person's Chafetzim are kind of Dalet Amis for him, but if it's a Metzia, if it's an Aveda, and the owner, it's still the owner's, but the owner doesn't know where it is, he's Miyayish, or he's Dalet Amis. He doesn't get the Dalet Amis around. If he was not Miyayish, then vice versa would still be his. And your person finds it, can't keep it if the owner wasn't Miyayish. It's once he's Miyayish and the finder could keep it, so then the finder can be kind of with Dalet Amis. Agamar, the finder was allowed to keep it. So this is the second sort of set of yediyas regarding Kinyan Dalet Amis.
Okay.
That may be so. It may be so. I don't know. He says that the Dalet Amis belong to the Chefetz, belong to the Bailim, so you can't take it away from him. Now, does that mean he can't get something new? Well, it's irrelevant, because if we're going to Neman that would, like Rabbi Kiveger or Steinman and Dosameach and everybody, that without Das, you can't be kind of with Dalet Amis. So obviously, if you're not there, your Chefetz has no Das. So obviously, you can't be kind of new things. Chinami. Only like the Taz
he
could clear.
He's 5 feet away, as long as he's not in the dock, he can be there, he can see it. He's away from it. He's further out, maybe he can see it, but he's not.
It's hard to be mechalik, it's hard to understand the chilik. It would seem that it could be kind of for him. I don't know, you have to know if it says beferish one way or the other. In Simon Reish, I said the Shachmas of Katan and Dalet. I made a mistake. It's Katan Hay. But anyway, at a glance, I don't see that it says one way or the other. Okay, let's start the sugya. Amr Ish Lakish, we said Abba Mishalab Khanis by Bukhamakim and Tamit Kirban Lysan and Suya. Amr Abai. Maisib Rabhiya Bar Yosef Peya and Amr Rabba Maisib Yaqab Baridin Ezekin. So now we have two very similar Gemaras. One he asked from Peya and gave a set of Terutzim. One he asked from our Mishnah gave a set of Terutzim, and the set of Terutzim is almost identical. The Gemara is almost repeating itself, not quite repeating itself, but very similar. What was the case from Peya? Amar Abaye, Meister Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Peya, Notal Miktsas Peya Vezarak Al Hashar, Ein Loi Bo Klum. If a person takes some of the Peya, and Ani, this says, takes some of the Peya, throws it on the other, to be kind, Ein Loi Bo Klum, it says even the Peya he picked up and he threw, Chazal canceled him even that he doesn't even get what he threw, which he was already kinda. They were Chazal were after it. If he goes and he lies down on the peya, poris talisa yaleh, or he spreads his talis on it, he thinks it's a kainyan, mavir and I say amen. He loses it. Chim ba'aymer, chim ba'aymer shitcha. V'yamrit arba amish lodom kainu lay b'chom akayim niknu lay arba amish didei. So first the Gemara answers, acham eskin galoy amar akni. First the Gemara wants to say he's missing an amira. In fact, the Gemara tikkur rabbanu ki lo yama mayhava. You don't need an amira. So the Gemara answers the following teretz: Kivin de nafel goli daite be nefilo nichalei de nikni ba'am amis lo nichalei de nikni. So here we have two lines of Gemara. Strangely enough, beferish a Gemara for the shayla of kinyan mayel kinyan she'ena mayel. And what the Gemara says is the opposite of what we nemon to be the truth. We'll see why. What does the Gemara say here? We have the shaila of kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel, which is a question. If at the same time you're doing two kinyanim, one kinyan which works, and one kinyan which doesn't work, and you're thinking to do it with the kinyan that does not work, and you're actually doing a kinyan that works, are you kinda in such a manner? Okay, a common case would be people who are not b'nei Torah. I think most people think that kesef is kind of a tafla. Someone goes into a store, he's holding something in his hand, and he gives the owner money, and he has in mind, or he says, when I give you the money, I'm kind of this chayfetz. So he wants to be kind of with a kinyan of kesef. Kinyan kesef does not work by metafla. But at the very same moment, he has the chayfetz, he's picking it up. He's doing agabah on the chayfetz. So the question is, does that work? He's doing a kinyan hamayil. He's picking it up. At the same time, he's having kavana for a kinyan sheinamayil, kinyan kesef. Does it work? L'may nafkamina. All these things are nafkamina if someone wants to back out of the sale afterwards. Right, if I do a kinyan that doesn't work and the seller wants to back out, so he can back out. If I did a kinyan that works, then he can't back out. So all the issues of kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel are issues either if someone wants to back out, or let's say you're selling chametz, you have to know who is sold, or you're selling an animal that's going to give birth, that's going to have a bechor, which you want to sell to a guy. Does the kinyan work or doesn't it work? This is the Nidai. Rabbi Kiva Eger's case with Tshuva Lamed Zayin, where the Tshuva discusses many things, but where he discusses this as well, is a case of somebody who had a behema that he was afraid was going to give birth to a Bechar. As you know, Bizman Hazeh, a Yid, doesn't want to own a Bechar, because if you own a Bechar, it's Kedusha Me'elav, it's Kachim. Kachim, you can't use, you can't work with the animal, you can't even, it's also begiz of avayda, you can't have enough from it, and you have to feed it. So therefore, what every farmer, Jewish farmer, does is if he has an animal that's going to give birth, he sells the animal to the guy while it's pregnant. The bechor is not kaddish pet erechem until it comes out of the rechem. And for that reason, he sells it to a guy before birth. And when it gets born, it's a guy's behemo, which is not a, which is not a, which is not, there's no dine bechor. Maisa shahaya kachaya. A man sold a behema to a guy with kinyan kesef, and both the seller and the guy who bought it assumed that the kinyan works with kinyan kesef. And the guy was meishach the behema; he took the behema into his, he took it home to his stable until after it gives birth. So what's the shaila? Kinyan kesef doesn't work by a guy. We paskin like Taisus that kinyan kesef doesn't work by a guy. But Kinyan Mishicha does work. So this is a case of Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shaina Mayo. You had in mind to sell the animal to the guy with Kinyan Kesef. Actually, Kinyan Kesef doesn't work. The Kinyan Mayo, the Kinyan that works, is Kinyan Mishicha. Does it work? Kinyan Kesef, Kinyan Mishicha, does such a thing work or doesn't it work? This is the Shaila that Rabbi Akiva Eiger was asked. The Shaila has many parts to it that are not Negea Sugya. The Shail wanted to be matter al Tzvek Sveika, the Suffolk Bechar, and Suffolk if Kesef is kinda. He had a few in Tzirufim that are not negar to us. What is negar to us is the issue of Kinyamayel, Kinyashainamayel. Rabbi Akiva Eiger names on for a Pashtus that Kinyamayel, Kinyashainamayel is kinda. He talks about how it works. What?
In this case,
in the, well, we're going to talk about this case. In other words, he's done if this case it also works, which we're going to talk about. But the rule of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel, that it works, he takes it off of Pashtus. As a matter of fact, when I point to the tshuva, it's hard to even point to the line where he's mechadish. He sort of is done a second step, which we'll talk about soon. But Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel works, that he says is Pashut, that it works. Why does it work? What does it say in our Gemara? What does our Gemara say about Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel? Kivin the Nafel. Kivin the Nafel, Goli Daite B'defila Nichalei Delikni, Barabam Islai Nichalei Delikni. It's the same thing. You should say Kivan that he was kind of a Kesef, Goli Daite B'Kesef Nichalei Delikni, and nothing else. Okay, B'Feish Gemara. Imagine, you tell somebody, oh, the Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel. He says, yeah, where's the Makar? This Gemara. You look up the Gemara says, my cat. You're a shack. Right? The case of Kinyan Mayel is you fall on something. And the Gemara says the reverse. What's going on here? So you have to know two things. First of all, when we started the Gemara today, I told you that this Amid holds Dalet Amis works b'chol makim. This Amid holds that Dalet Amis always works. On the Amid Beis, we're going to have Rav Papa Omar, and later Rav Sheshes Omar, that Dalet Amis does not work in somebody else's Rishus. When Rav Papa comes along, and Rav Papa says, why are you not kind of the payer when you fall on it? You should be kind of with Dalet Amis. What's Rav Papa's teretz? What's Rav Papa's answer? Now, you learn Mishnayis Peya. Someone comes over, he says, Mishnayis Peya, I learned, if you fall on the Peya, you're not kind of it. Why aren't you kind of with Dalet Amis? What are you going to answer then? Huh? Don't answer them, B'nefila nichalei delikni, and B'dalet Amis lo nichalei delikni. That's not the Maskanas HaGemara. The Gemara is saying it here, the Mandi Amar and the Amid Aleph holds this way. But Rav Papa and Rav Sheshes and the Amid Beis, they disagree. They say, you know why you're not kind of the payer? The reason you're not kind of the payer is because you can't be kind of Dalet Amis, it's someone else's Rishus. If you'll have a case, Lamaisa, you'll have a case with his money laying in the sidewalk, and somebody's going to lie down on it and want to be kind of with Nefila. You know what the halacha is? The Ramah Paskins, that he's kind of with Dalet Amis. You hear? You hear? If you'll have Maisa Shayia, I don't know if it'll ever happen, but if it'll happen to you ever that you have a case of Ra'as HaMetziah V'Nofel Aleha, if you're ever going to have a case of someone who sees a Metziah, Metziah Rishus HaRabim, V'Nofel Aleha, Uba Acher V'Hichzik Ba, and you want to be kainit, guess what? The Ramah paskins that the second person is not kainit. The first person is kainit. This Mishnah, Rav Sheisha says, is talking Rishus HaRabim. This Mishnah is talking when it's not in a symptom. So there's no kinyan dalet amis. But Lamaisa, you know what I'm saying? Lamaisa, we paskin that if it's in the street and someone goes and he lies down on it, he's not kinyan. Rishus HaRabim, he's not kinyan. The second person's kinyan. But if it's in the sidewalk, in a place where people could be kind of with Dalet Amis, we paskin that you are kind of with Dalet Amis. Which means that we paskin the opposite of this line of the Gemara. Kiman the Nofel Goli, the item in the field, Nichalei the Likni. Bar Maslo, Nichalei the Likni. That's the man, the Amar, and the Amar Aleph. Amar of Papa, no. Kitkin the Erbon and Dalet Amis be Alma, beside the bias, light Kinola. Rav Papa says, no, it's a different reason. It's a different reason you're not kind of the payer when you lie down on it. You know why you're not kind of it? Because it's someone else's rishus. Vaistois or Papa holds that if it would be besimta, it would work. Which means that Ladina, it works. Ladina, it works. Can Yemayel, can Yishenemel, it does work. Is it a machlaikis? Yeah, it's a machlaikis. The Omid Aleph holds it doesn't work. And Rav Papa and then Rav Sheshes hold it does work. But we pass in Klar like Rav Sheshes. And therefore, we paskin that it works, that kinyan mayo kinyan mayo works, even in the case of our Mishnah Mamish, Ra'as HaMetziah V'Nofel Aleha, you're kainit with kinyan dalet amis. Now that, the very least that you have to walk away with in our sugya, is this havana that the Yomid Aleph and the Yomid Beis are b'machlaikas shnuya, and Rav Papa is arguing, and later when it says Rava, yes, for my Mishnah, it's Rav Sheshes who takes like Rav Papa's position and argues. And this is something you have to know. If I meet you in the base medrash downstairs and I ask you, if Ra'as HaMetziah V'Nofel Aleha, of your kind, you better have the right answer. Huh? Okay? This is just shot in the Gemara, which you can easily miss. A lot of times you learn a Gemara, you learn two teretz, and you figure the first teretz is true and the second teretz is true. You can easily hold that way. The Rishayim here say, not that way. Rav Rishayim, not all, but they say that these Turitzim argue, and that's the way we paskin. That the two Turitzim argue, we paskin, Ki Yemayah, Ki Yishenemel works. Now that's reason number one for Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Ki Yemayah, Ki Yishenemel works. Rabbi Kiva Eger gives a second reason. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chelek Beis, Tshuva Nun Vav, which is the one that we learned when we were learning Git and Kedusha, when we were learning about the by a woman, or the same idea. He adds another Knech. He says, okay, let's forget the Amid Beis for a minute. Let's learn the Amid Aleph. Kivin the Nafel, Vali Daifei, the Benefila Nichalei Likni, Barma, the Mislai Nichalei the Likni. The Nemuki Yosef explains this Gemara as follows. The Nemuki Yosef says that since Dalet Amis is a Kinyan Derabanan, Dalet Amis is a Kinyan Derabanan, we have a rule by all Takanis Derabanan that a person has a right to say, Loi Nichali B'Takanta Didi. Anytime Derabanan make a Takana for my benefit, I have a right to say, Loi Nichali B'Takanta Didi. I don't want my the Takana was made for my financial benefit. I'm not interested in, I could waive my rights. Right? As famous as a woman who is entitled to her husband should support her. So she has a right to say, my husband won't support me and I won't give him my earnings. The Zaktin Muki Yosef. You know why here on the Amid Aleph we say, Bin the Fila, Nichalei the Likni, Ba'amis Loi Nichalei the Likni? Because Dalet Amis is a Takana Derabanan. And by a Takana Derabanan, a person could waive his Takana Derabanan. comes out from this Nemukhi Yosef, Zakir Bekiva Eger, it will be a Kinyan Dairaisa. If the Kinyan that's a Kinyan Amoyel is a Kinyan Dairaisa, if you're doing Mashiach on an animal, which is a good Kinyan, then Atari, and you think you're being kind with something else, there, Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel works even according to the Amid Aleph. Because when does the Amid Aleph say Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel doesn't work? Only by Kinyan Dirabana. Because a person could wave a Kinyan Dirabana and he showed he's not interested in Dalet Amis. But it would be a Kinyan Dairaisa, and you do a Kinyan Mayel and a Kinyan Sheina Mayel at the same time, and a Kinyan Mayel is a Kinyan Dairaisa, there, by Kinyan Dairaisa, even if you're not thinking about being kinder with it, you're kinder anyway, because you can't wave a Kinyan Dairaisa. So if you have a person who owns a field, and in his field there's a Behemah Shel Hefker, and he's trying to be kinder by picking it up or by pulling it, so he's kind of with the schatzer anyway. I mean, he could be kind of by picking it up. But if he tries to do a different kinyan, that's eight a mile, his schatzer is kind of anyway, because kinyan schatzer is their eisah. So these are two solid reasons that kinyan mile, kinyan she'enai mile, we paskin is kind of. Not only we paskin is kind of, but we nema for pashtus, at least according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, we nema for pashtus that it's kind of, for these two reasons. A, because we pass like the Amid Beis, which argues with the bottom line, and holds that Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel works. And B, because of the Nemukhi Yosef's Cheshbon, that even the Amid Aleph that says Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel doesn't work is only by Kinyan Derabanan and not by Kinyan Derais. Now, tomorrow we're going to try to understand Rabbi Akiva Eger. In the Birchas Avraham, he has here a very nice explanation of the Rabbi Akiva Eger. He has a bit of an arichus. Look at the whole thing; it's a very nice piece. But in, I think it's a zayin of his, he has from one of the Soloveitchiks, I think Rabbi Yeshua. He has a hesber in the Machlokes, which really the hesber is in the Machna Ephraim. Just it's explained a little better in the Machta Frames and is Kinyan Mashiach is David, and Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow we're going to work on this Rabbi Akiva Eger.